For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. While the state's political and business leadership is focused on bringing the state's economy back as soon as possible, it is becoming increasingly clear to them that restoring public trust that it's safe to go back to work, travel, and shop will be key to unlocking the economy. And the same holds true for reopening schools. Dr. David Cole is president of the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston.
I think there's another part of this too, which is we have the biology of this disease. We also have the psychology of this disease. Confidence is something that has to be rebuilt by doing it correctly.
Cole is a member of Accelerate SC, a group of just over 30 leaders Governor McMaster has asked to come up with recommendations to help get businesses back open and people back to work. The group also includes the leaders of the state agencies that focus on the three primary drivers of South Carolina's economy: manufacturing, tourism, and agribusiness. Secretary of Commerce Bobby Hitt says the question he hears from industry leaders is not just when can they open, but how can they open safely for workers and customers.
The public in South Carolina is not going to go out and shop just because the lights are on. Part of what we have to do is think through and make people feel comfortable that it's safe again. Right now, I think, as many of my employers said to me when I talked to them, especially the big ones, we're going to have to redevelop our trust with our employees again.
Tourism generates nearly $24 billion in spending a year for the state's economy, with over half of that being spent by visitors from out of state. Dwayne Parrish, head of the state's tourism agency, predicts the coronavirus outbreak will reduce overall tourism spending this year by half. He says with airline travel off by 95%, the state will first focus on promoting tourism spending by in-state residents.
I just don't believe people will be ready to fly in the next 60 days. Just not going to happen. So we focus on the drive market. And quite frankly, we have to even break that down. We have to know what's going on. Is there a stay-at-home order in those other states?
South Carolina Agriculture Commissioner Hugh Weathers says the food supply is fine, but he says consumers and restaurants coming back online need to help the state's farmers by buying locally produced products.
We do not grow avocados and bananas in South Carolina, but we grow a whole host of things that as we come out of this crisis, that I think the consuming public of South Carolina will support agriculture by way of retail outlets, by way of the farmers markets, especially by way of our restaurants, in helping them adjust to the new normal.
The term new normal is being used a lot to describe living post-COVID-19, but State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman says the next school year will be anything but normal. She and various advisory groups are scrambling to figure out how to restart the school year in August in a way that's safe for students and teachers.
There's no way, I believe, unless there's just a miracle, that we can bring back children to the same type of setting that we've always had. Because we put 78 people on a school bus, three children to a seat. A classroom is 800 square feet with about 25 kids in a classroom.
Spearman says solutions might include things like divided or alternate school days. But she says the greatest concern that she and many teachers have is dealing with the effects this disrupted school year has had on students. Spearman says students that could take advantage of e-learning during the shortened term will do fine, but she worries about the 62% of the public school students in the state who are at the poverty level. Spearman says the challenge of returning public schools to full effectiveness is overwhelming, and she's calling on all sectors of the state for assistance. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.